Now, I'm looking at a splendid picture here of the main street of Pembroke, and especially of our old home, number 18, where I was brought up with my aunt and uncle, Mr. and Mrs. Billy Watkins. This picture is before my time, but I'm looking now at Pembroke Castle in the background, and that was before the renovation, which started in the late 20s and 30, and the beginning of the 30s. So that alone is an interesting thing. The renovation was in the hands of, and who was in charge of the renovation work-wise, was Mr. Robert Childs, who was an unqualified architect, but had done many drawings for local people so that they could reside in some very modern, at that time, bungalows. Now, coming up the main street, you have the town clock, and then Simon's, the grocers, were past the town clock. They had a lovely grocery shop there, and they sold corn, and they used to have all the corn in sacks outside the doors, which were, it was so lovely. And then past that was Lloyd's Bank. And at that time, when I was a girl, Mr. John was the bank manager, and his two daughters were at school with me. Past that is, past the Lloyd's Bank is Hall the Baker. And one of my friends is still alive, and that's Beryl Hall that was, I'm sure that many people will remember Beryl. Now, here we are at number 18. Well, I think it must have been 1937 or 38, it was before I went to take up my nursing career. Saturday night was the big night for Haggis Cinema. They had two houses showing. And of course, at that time, we had a lot of military coming into the area, and I think these were from Castle Martin, RAF, I'm sure, because they had a huge lorry dropping off the RAF chaps, and they'd go into the cinema second house. Well, I'd gone to bed, and it must have been after they came out, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Terrible noise, glass shattered. Well, it was just, we thought war had started. And what had happened was the RAF lorry had reversed into the two poles of the five poles holding up the canopy and smashed them in half. I suppose they were old, even though they were iron, they just snapped in half. And the whole thing collapsed. We were all down in our nighties and pajamas. I remember Mr. Frank Roach, who lived opposite, and he had the outfitter's shop. Mr. Beddoe and Colonel Beddoe, his brother, Jim Beddoe was the elder brother, and Colonel Arthur, his younger brother. Two old bachelors living in this lovely old house opposite. And we were all out. My uncle, frantic, in a long dressing gown and nightshirt. I can see him now at the front door, wondering what had happened. So that was the end of this lovely canopy. Sadly, it was never put back into place. War came in 1939, and metal had to be used. All this metal that was left was given to for the war effort. So that is the little history I have up to that date. So I hope now that will remind some people of it, and I doubt very much if there are many left now who will remember that, because all these people I mention, except for Beryl Hall, have passed on, sadly.